What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 7:21, Total Information AM Sunday for this June 29th. It is the Hancock and Kelly segment, but I think we only have John Hancock at the moment. Good morning, John.
Hey there. How's it going? Yeah, Michael's celebrating his birthday weekend in Chicago. He's probably still sawing the logs out there.
I was going to say, that's right. Well, I'm glad to have you on, John. The mega bill is moving through, and I'm just curious what your take is on this. I mean, what stands out to you? What do you like about it? What do you don't like about it?
Well, it's going to pass. Republicans have to pass it. It's going to be the signature legislation of the second Donald Trump term. Might be the only significant piece of legislation that passes during the second Donald Trump term.
Hold on. Why is that? Why do you think
I think Republicans are likely to lose control of one or both houses of Congress next year, and they have such slim majorities that I don't know that another significant bill is going to be able to make its way through. But it's also the reason why I think this bill inevitably is going to pass.
And what in it is the most controversial thing, do you believe?
Well, the most controversial thing is probably the very significant cuts to the federal government reimbursement of Medicaid program in the states. States administer Medicaid, but they are largely funded, those programs, by federal dollars. And so when you take the kind of money, $800 million, I think it is, that they're taking, or maybe billion, who knows at this point.
No, it's definitely billion.
Medicaid program, that's going to put many states in a very difficult spot to fully fund the programs they currently have. Now, the Republicans are arguing that they're taking out the waste and fraud of the program, but at the levels of funding cuts, it's, you know, you're going to have people, and the Congressional Budget Office estimates that some 15 to 18 million people are going to lose health care coverage over this. So I think that's the most controversial aspect of it. Our own Senator Josh Hawley expressed his concern about that part of the program, but he's still going to vote for the final package anyway.
Another issue that's been hot this week is birthright citizenship. Where do you stand on President Trump's take on the 14th Amendment?
Well, I think the 14th Amendment is crystal clear. If you're born in the United States, you're a citizen. That's what it says. It's plain language. I guess I was a little bit surprised that the Supreme Court declined to rule on that provision. What they ruled on instead was that a single federal district court judge cannot issue a ruling that has implications to the entire country. So what they've done effectively with this particular presidential executive order is they've remanded it back to the district courts to figure out. I think as birthright citizenship is adjudicated throughout the system up to the Supreme Court, probably in October, they're going to say that the Constitution is clear and if you're born in this country, you're a citizen, and that's the end of the debate. But in this intervening period between now and then, it will be interesting to see if the administration tries to enforce by deporting people who were born in this country, claiming they're not American citizens. That's going to be the interesting aspect of this.
What about states? Could states take action to protect or go the other way with this?
Yeah, individual states could. The Supreme Court also said that class action suits could apply broadly to the entire country if those are attempted. So I think there, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but I think there's going to be a number of a bunch of litigation between now and October to protect people born in this country. And it's going to be, but it's going to be slapdash. It's going to be hit and miss. And, you know, how the administration reacts to all of that is yet to be seen. But I think there is a real concern that people who were born in this country are subject to deportation potentially.
Yeah, and he's pointing to the, he says that the 14th Amendment was primarily about the babies of enslaved people, former slaves in this country, and that that's where it ends. But a lot of people believe that that is not the case, as you're pointing out, that it's just a flat out wrong to say that.
Well, I mean, that's certainly, you know, I mean,
it was part of it.
It certainly was the reason why that was drafted into the 14th Amendment, but you know, if you're a strict constructionist, if you're a conservative jurist, the plain language of the 14th Amendment says what it says. It says if you're born in this country, you're a U.S. citizen. So I don't know how judges are going to get around that.
Well, in terms of judges, it seems like we're going to go through this process a lot over the next 3 years, 3.5 years, meaning, you know, with executive orders, then it goes to the courts, it drags on through the courts. It seems like this is going to be a pretty messy presidency already.
Yeah, you know, because right now, when you think about the checks and balances that the founders built into the Constitution, brilliantly, in my opinion, Congress is providing zero checks and balances on the executive today. You know, that could change after the next midterm election. But the courts really are the only place that you have any checks and balances, and courts, by their nature, move slowly. And so people that are looking for immediate checks on the executive power through the courts are disappointed, but that's kind of the way the courts are designed.
John Hancock, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Always a pleasure, Scotty. Take
all right.
care.
All right, you too. It is 728. You're listening to Total Information AM Sunday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.